You're listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
It's October.
Yes.
Have you started your Christmas shopping yet?
I've started thinking about Christmas shopping.
I think my wife is nearly halfway done. Have I done
surprising.
Any Christmas shopping? No. No, I haven't done any. But Advent and Christmas are right around the corner, which means there might be some resources you need for your congregation or your home as you're preparing for Christmas and Advent. Joining us today, Elizabeth Pittman, Director of Public Relations for Concordia Publishing House and Concordia Gospel Outreach. Elizabeth, welcome back.
It's great to be here again.
We always enjoy chatting with you about all the great things at Concordia Publishing House. We've had a great slew of Concordia Publishing House books that we've been working on. We've got a series going on coming up very soon as we're taking a look at Prepared with a Reason and other great books from CPH.
So
but I know you have some great resources for the seasons of Advent and Christmas. Let's talk about congregational resources for Advent and Christmas. What's on the docket for this year?
Well, we have things coming, and I know, you know, when you scroll social media and you see where people talk about you online in different capacities, I happened to pull up X, formerly known as Twitter, yesterday and looked at our account, and we must have had an email go out for our Advent series, and somebody had said something to the effect of, "I wish Concordia Publishing House would stop threatening us." And I took a second. I'm like, okay, well, Advent is coming quickly, and it's time now to start thinking about, I know pastors are thinking about their sermon series, their midweeks, their children's programs. This year we have our Advent midweek and a Bible study series, Every Heart Prepare. And the sermons and Bible studies were written by Dr. David Peter from Concordia Seminary. Hmm. And the series goes through the preparations that we see as we're getting ready for Christmas. So it focuses on the evergreens, the Christmas tree, the lights that we see, the creche, and talks about how all these preparations that we do as we're getting ready for Christmas point us to Jesus and point us to his return.
What's included in that resource?
That whole resource. It's lots of things. So it has midweek sermons. It has Bible study outlines and plans for a Sunday Bible study. It has a devotional, which every year these are selling out quickly. People have really liked the Advent devotionals that go along with it. And the devotionals this year, Every Heart Prepare, were written by Dr. Dan Pavela. But it also, it follows along the same theme of the decorations that we use as we're preparing for Christmas. There's also an arch book for kids, Preparing for Jesus, and a children's service included in the materials. So basically everything you need to get your congregation all set for the Advent season.
That's a long ingredients list.
It is.
But a good recipe.
Absolutely.
Andy's thinking of Christmas
cookies. We don't have any cookie recipes in this kit, but maybe
Andy will be willing to contribute.
Let's add that for 2026.
I'll bring it back to the team to talk about.
Sarah has a good cookie recipe.
I do. Yeah. It involves cranberry sauce, too, so it's very seasonally appropriate.
Wow.
I love it.
A baking episode.
Exactly. Yeah. We have people for that. We can add a whole, like, cookbook into the congregation.
There you go.
Yeah. Look at us making new ideas. What's available for families with young children during the Advent season?
So a really fun activity that we have for either families with young children or even classrooms. So if you think about your younger classrooms, preschool, kindergarten, first grade, it's a kit called Wise Men Seek the Savior. Mm. And this is a fantastic alternative to the dreaded Elf on a Shelf. I shouldn't say dreaded, but... the Elf on the Shelf concept, but it's each day there's an activity book, there are stars that you can kind of hide throughout the house and throughout the classroom and the activities.
Or the office.
You should have one here at the International Center.
That would be great.
I'm just dropping that hint subtly.
There you go.
We're going to do it.
So each day there's an activity that you can go through and it has a devotion. There's also an arch book in it, Wise Men Seek the Savior. And then it has the Playmobil or Play School, I forget which one, but the wise men characters that follow along as they seek the stars. So they move along to follow the stars, and it takes you all the way through. It's really cute.
Are you ordering it right now?
I might be adding that to my cart. I'm shopping as we're talking right now.
She's not lying.
No, it's right here.
I think that's the third thing she's added to her cart since I've been here.
All right. So speaking of young children, so that's a great Advent resource for families or classrooms with young children.
It was developed by a teacher.
Of course.
An early childhood teacher for her classroom, and it's just kind of taken off. So it's been really neat.
fantastic. Yeah. All right. So we've talked about Advent for young children. How about Christmas?
Christmas. And isn't the fun of Christmas watching it through the kids' eyes and telling them the stories?
Yeah.
So we have new this year, we have a nativity set and Christmas arch books. So this is a neat little set that comes with...
It's awesome. I looked at it already.
It has.
So cool.
It comes with three arch books, but then it also has a nativity set that you can take with your kids. You can pop out the pieces, set up the nativity set, and then as you're reading the arch books and telling the story, you have the nativity set right there.
That's amazing.
Yeah, so it's really cute. So
it's like... Oh, this is nice.
We should
it's
have
like
had video possible. For this interview so you could see our faces every time Elizabeth pulls a new thing up.
So you assemble the nativity set.
You assemble the nativity set, the characters, they pop out. It's really sturdy. It'll last year over year. And then the kids can move them along as you tell the story. And so it comes with the arch books, all focused on Christmas.
For those not familiar with arch books, what's unique about arch books? And if you're not familiar with arch books, I'm sorry, but today's the day to learn about them.
You need to get some, yeah.
Arch books have been around for a long, long time, and these tell a Bible story in 16 pages of rhyme. And so they're very simple rhyming stories. Each one focuses on a different arch book or a different story. We have many on the Christmas story, and I should know how many we have, but we have so many. They've been
so
around.
Many.
They've been around for over 60 years and have been just a mainstay in our catalog.
I think I have at least one of the anthologies from like the 70s, 80s, I don't know, 90s, something. I can't even remember.
But it was like earlier. Those were some of the very first ones.
Okay, it's earlier than that.
The Archbook Treasury.
Yes.
Like some of the originals from.
So good.
Yes. Yeah, they've been around for a long time, and they're fabulous. You'll find them in church libraries all over the place.
Oh, yeah.
Or
like all,
in homes.
All like well-worn, well-loved in the church library. Yeah, yeah, maybe with some scribbles on them. It's great.
Yeah,
they're classics. Classics of like childhood in the church. You have more resources.
I have more.
Yeah.
So also new this year, we have My First Christmas, a touch and feel Bible story for kids. So
yes,
if they like the touch and feel, here, Sarah, you can play with that.
Yes.
So
the
that's
star is fuzzy.
That's a board book, so it's great for the younger kids. I showed it to a daughter of a friend of mine who was young. Immediately they went in to start feeling everything.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
The other book that is new that has been really popular, it was popular at LEA Convocation last week, we have the Christmas Water Reveal Activity Book.
Oh, okay.
And these are fun. We have four of them right now, but this one is focused on Christmas. And you have a little paintbrush that when you dip in water and you paint the images appear. So I gave one to some little girls that sit behind us at church a few weeks ago, and she was so cute. She didn't have a glass of water with her, so she took the paintbrush and tipped it on her tongue. And just to make sure it worked. So here you go. You can maybe not use your tongue, but you can.
Yeah, I do have water over here.
Use some water. And so you reveal you paint with the water and it reveals, then it dries and you can do it all over again.
Oh, I love it.
So we watched a lot of teachers picking those up at convocation last week for their classes.
Yeah.
As Christmas gifts.
These are great.
It's brilliant because it's not messy.
Yes.
Right.
But yet you get the feel of painting.
Absolutely.
With the brush and putting water on it.
Yeah.
But yet, as a parent, I really appreciated stuff like that during the young, early childhood years.
Yeah, that's fair.
And it's quiet.
Mm. That's true. It's quiet. Yeah.
Yes, a quiet activity. Mm-hmm. So you mentioned gifts. A lot of these would make fantastic gifts for children. What else does CPH have for this season if you're Christmas shopping? Like Andy needs to start his Christmas shopping.
I haven't even thought about Christmas shopping yet. As I've seen Christmas decorations in the stores, I've thought it's too soon.
No, it's only October.
It's only October, but we have to prepare. So we have a new... The Illuminated Christmas, which if you are a person of any age that likes to color, this is fabulous for fans of our Illuminated Catechism or Illuminated...
Hymnal.
Yeah. Yes, I almost blanked on that one.
I have that one, yeah.
So this is the same concept, beautifully illustrated, and then you get to make it your own as you color that. For the hymn nerds among us,
yes,
Sarah, we have a new devotional that releases in... week and a half, 2 weeks, called Abide With Us. And this is devotions based on hymns. And Sarah told us that this is the first book that she's ever pre-ordered.
I was so excited.
So it's garnered a lot of attention and people are really excited about it. It's terrific. So it goes through 100 different hymns with devotion. So it'll be a really neat addition to your devotional life.
Okay, Hymn Nerd, why were you super excited about Abide With Us?
I really love the concept of using hymns as a devotional tool. But if you don't love just like sitting with your hymnal and reading through hymns, which sometimes I do, it's nice to have like a hymn stanza and then a devotion that actually talks about why that hymn stanza is something that we could meditate on. So this is a really nice tool that you have a hymn stanza or two or three, and then a nice devotional and a prayer. So it really helps. It helps kind of connect even deeper with our hymnal and our hymns that we have. So
I'm going for the coloring.
The illuminated Christmas is beautiful.
It really is.
So you need a nice set of colored pencils probably for this, right?
Or pens.
Colored pens.
I like pens.
Crayons are a bit too bulky.
You could try,
but it might be hard to stay inside the lines. But colored pencils would be nice. And that might be nice when you have a quiet moment in the month of December.
January. Is that a thing?
January. Christmas goes into January.
That's true.
When you have a quiet moment to sit down, create a quiet moment, sit down and do some coloring.
Yeah.
I think that would be, do you ever get to do that, Elizabeth? Sit down and actually just color? No. It's not frequent, I can tell.
Not as often as I would like.
But see,
I will keep some of those. There have been times where I will keep one of those illuminated books on my desk.
Mm.
And sometimes, just as I'm trying to think of something, plot. Not as sinister as that may sound. But just trying to think up ideas, I'll just grab a colored pencil and color a little bit. And that kind of helps.
Fantastic idea.
Yeah.
Where can we find resources for Advent and Christmas?
CPH.org.
Very good.
You'll find everything you need.
CPH.org. You can look for Advent and Christmas there on the CPH website. Elizabeth, thank you so much for spending this time with us. Thanks for all the fun things you brought over today. And now I think we're going to have to get that set. What was the one we're getting for the office? This is
Wise Men Seek the Savior.
Okay.
Yeah.
Where you can
we want to hear how it goes.
Move the star around the office.
We're going to have to do it.
Okay. Very good. Elizabeth Fitton, Director of Public Relations, Concordia Publishing House, and Concordia Gospel Outreach. Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
You've been listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
The Coffee Hour with Andy and Sarah is a production of KFUO. To support the Coffee Hour and KFUO Radio, visit KFUO.org. You can also text KFUO to 41444 or send an email to gifts@KFUO.org. And you can call us at 800-844-0524. KFUO. Christ for you, anytime, anywhere.
The Concordia University System is comprised of five universities of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. Located across the United States, the universities offer more than 160 undergraduate and 50 graduate programs and approach learning from a Lutheran context with the goal of developing Christian leaders for the church, community, and the world. Learn more about your Concordia University System at cus.edu. The Concordia University System. Education built on God's Word. cus.edu.